You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And today we have a pretty exciting interview with her about her new album, Blame It On The Weather. So hi, Ma. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So this new album, it's beautiful. First of all, congratulations. It's so raw and polished and soulful. The production is incredible. I know that you self-produced your first studio album, Breakfast With Hades. What was the production process like for this one?
For this one, I decided to ask for some help. So I got Leonardo Coghini. He's produced 5 songs within the album. I've got Karnan Sabo, who's produced a song. And then I also asked my band to help develop some demos I've made in the earlier days. So, yep, I asked for some help.
Yeah, because it is a very collaborative album. There's 6 features on there rather than the 1 feature on the first album. Did you, when you started writing the album, was that always the plan?
No, not at all. I think I just got to the point with most of those songs and they needed a bit of aki-aki, they needed a bit of support. And so I just slowly started asking these people if they could jump onto a track, and they're also like amazing artists in their own right. And then by the time we were mixing the album, I realized that I asked pretty much my core community from Wellington to come onto this album. So I've pretty much got an album that's been built up by all the homies, which is amazing.
That's pretty beautiful. You can kind of hear the love, especially on those tracks like Traps Jam, where it is just like, it sounds like the homies hanging out.
Yeah, that was like literally us writing it and managed to record that. With that song, we've got like 5 different versions of it, and I ended up wanting to just have the voice memo because it felt like the actual tone I wanted to portray.
It's beautiful. It's one of my favourite songs off the album. It is really beautiful. I just wanted to ask you, oh, you're okay, because Breakfast at Hades, obviously it's a very emotional album. It kind of deals with grief and love and navigating the death of a loved one. Blame It On The Weather, it kind, in a different sense, it carries this sense of urgency. It's much more political. It's sort of a call to action. You got songs like the title track, Blame It On The Weather, which is commentary on global warming and about the Cyclone Gabrielle response, I assume. I was wondering if you could talk about your personal experience during that time.
I think for that song specifically, I was going off what a lot of my family kind of experienced during that time, because I'm Wellington based and we didn't get hit that hard with the cyclone specifically. But one thing I noticed is that a lot of the smaller communities were so good at coming together during those really crazy times, especially when there was no support from the government or from their council to help put their towns back into place. And I was just really inspired by that, and just how quickly people can come together to do what I guess we're actually supposed to do as like, I guess, guardians of the whenua. It was amazing to see everyone taking responsibility and being kind to each other. So, yeah, that song's pretty much a tuku mihi to those smaller communities out there.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. And mahi, that kind of tackles you're talking on the urbanisation of Māori. What's it like living in the capital city and staying connected to your whenua?
It's really hard, to be honest. But you know, there's the balance of having a lot of opportunities and a lot of influence around you. But I guess myself and my family, we are in the process of reconnecting back to our Tūranga Waiwai, which is the East Coast, which is Tūhoe, and like realizing that even though I yearn to go back home, it is, I would have to make a conscious effort constantly and then keep it consistent as well to be there, to do the mahi, to show up, because I can't just be expecting my families to, you know, accept us with open arms. You have to really be a part of those communities to feel truly connected to the whenua. So, yeah, that's a work in progress, but I am loving the process at the moment.
And good on you. It's really commendable that you're embarking on that process in the first place. I know in Wellington you have got that community there. You talked about how everyone's on that album. You've got your mate Tamara Paul, who played at Cuba Dupa last week. How was that?
Amazing. It was amazing.
It looked like such a good time. The energy looked so high. It was outrageous.
It was so high.
And what's it like? You and your DJ, who I know is going to be with you for parts of this tour, maybe not, DJ Winona, I've watched you guys play live together, and you are so good together. You really embody that old-school DJ-MC duo. How does that compare with playing with that seven-piece band like the Fly Honeys behind you?
Two completely different worlds. Two completely different energies. But I think the kind of safety and the beauty about it is that the intentions are the same all the way through. We're here to tell some stories, we're here to share experiences, and we're here to offer. So I guess that's what audience members can see occasionally.
Nice. And I have to ask you, because I have seen you play live a few times, and we talked a bit about it before the show, but you've been doing a lot of collaborative stuff, like opening for Avondale Bowling Club and playing before Cypress Hill and Ice Cube with Savage and Scribe and all those guys. How's that experience been coming up in the Aotearoa hip-hop scene, meeting all those people that you sort of grew up listening to?
Oh, bro, it was crazy, and I was so shy. But I was like, no, I need to, like, if anything, I need to say that they're amazing and they've done so much for me, one as a person and now as a creative. So I made an effort, because I usually don't like to socialize because I get a bit nervous. But for that time, I was like, this is important to, you know, tuku mihi, to all of the mahi and all of the foundations they have laid down for up-and-coming artists such as myself. So, yeah.
Oh, beautiful. That's so nice. I have to say, you do not seem shy when you're on stage. You exude this total confidence and this total swag. That's just incredible.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I have to talk about another one of my favourite songs of yours, which is Tua. It's a beautiful waiata, and I sing it to my baby niece. Can we expect more waiatas from you in the future? Maybe an album?
Absolutely. You know, I'm just keen to just keep dabbling and keep creating.
Cool. And so your upcoming show here in Dunedin is at Pearl Diver on the 12th of April. Have you played in Dunedin before?
No, not at all. So this will be my first. This is the first time I've actually put on shows, and it's been an humbling experience. And I think I would love to encourage everyone to give it a crack, but you want to make sure you've got a good team behind you who's going to support you all the way through.
What have some of those challenges been?
Oh, like things like thinking about getting everyone lunch during the tour, or making sure there's at least a break period, and just thinking about all the little things. So my manager, who I love so much, has been come in clutch for a lot of that manaakitanga and establishing, I guess, the way we want this tour to go and the way we want to care for each other. So it's been a graceful experience.
Amazing. Well, I've just got my last question here for you. It's about your writing process, because when we talk about Breakfast at Hades being a self-produced album, are you writing the bars and then creating beats for the bars, or does it go the other way around?
In the way that I create, I'd say 50% of it is like hard out process, hard out systems, and then the other 50% is zero process, zero systems. So it really depends on what day it is, what mood I'm in, and if I want to just write something with no intention of it being released, and then maybe in the future something happens. Like I think the way I see the art that I make is I'm just making archives, and everything will always be a demo, everything will always be a draft, and that needs to be evolved or worked on constantly. So I try not to limit myself too much and put too many boundaries.
That's such a commendable way to think about things. Well, Mark, thank you so much for coming here on the Snow Report and talking to me. I'm so excited to see you on the 12th of April at the Pearl Diver, and congratulations on your new album, Blame It on the Weather.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to now play the first song off the album. This is Decay.
Whoop! 5 senses we rely on to live a good life, oh no. What if we opened our minds, our souls wouldn't get left behind? Perception is a lie if I didn't see it with my own eyes. We gotta wake up, cause we're running out of time. There's always two.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.